Palestinian activists have started removing and destroying Israeli food products in the occupied West Bank as part of a boycott campaign against Israel. According to boycott leader Abdullah Kamel, activists will visit every shop in the region and will confiscate products from six major Israeli food companies. Activists say that the boycott plan is in response to Israel halting the transfer of tax revenues to the Palestinian Authority. Palestinians in both the occupied West Bank and the besieged Gaza Strip are subjected to Israel's daily aggression. Let's find out the extent of this operation. Mona Kandil is a correspondent who joins us from the occupied West Bank. Well, Mona, here we have Palestinian activists. They're removing and destroying Israeli food products. So how serious is this and how vast is this? And are they targeting every shop that has Israeli products made in the occupied West Bank?
Palestinian activists are saying that they have begun what's called the second phase of boycotting Israeli goods by confiscating and damaging the products. Yesterday, activists drove a truck carrying Israeli dairy products to Ramallah's main square, Al Manara, and dumped the truckload of milk and yogurt. As you know, the occupied West Bank is an important market for Israeli exports, including an estimated of $700 million a year only in food exports. This is why the Palestinians this time are serious in this campaign that has been launched by activists from the Fatah movement on the 11th of February. The activists have been calling on the people, Palestinians, to boycott products made by six major Israeli food companies. Shop owners were given at that time only 2 weeks, and this is why now the activists are entering every shop in the occupied West Bank. They are touring all the territories to confiscate these products. Many shopkeepers here in the West Bank say that it's not enough time to clear the shelves from these products. However, many others are very cooperative, and they say that they are complying with this order. This time, the Palestinians are determined to go on with this campaign as a first step toward a complete boycott of all Israeli-made products. They believe that this time it's a national duty and a clear response to Israeli decision to withhold tax revenues collected on behalf of the Palestinians. This Israeli decision has been taken after the Palestinians have decided to join the International Criminal Court in order to file war crime charges against Israeli officials because of the Israeli latest war on Gaza Strip, as well as the ongoing Israeli settlement activity in both the West Bank as well as Jerusalem Al-Quds.
Very well. Mona Kandil, thank you. Our correspondent there talking to us from Occupied West Bank.